right, and what we need to know today.
Wow.
I'm going to discuss this book that I found very intriguing. It's called Dream Me Home. It's a story of betrayal, infidelity, and love, a chilling mystery by psychotherapist Lori Elizabeth Murphy, who also happens to be a registered nurse. And we're going to find out a whole lot more about it. And how are we doing today there, Lori? We're doing good?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, I noticed that you grew up in my home state here, in New Jersey, right?
Oh, I'm a Jersey girl, no matter what. Yeah. I moved out, but not willingly.
No, I got you there. So, and also, we have something in common. My daughter's an RN right here in New Jersey. So there you go.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you made this transition from, I guess, RN to psychotherapist and then into an author. So yeah. We're going to learn more about the Dream Me Home. Now, why did you choose to tell this story? Now, there's this, fictional character, Peggy, through Peggy's perspective? Is that the...
Peggy Prescott is the protagonist, and she wanted to tell her story. I mean, it's fiction, but yeah. I thought she should tell her story to make it completely inclusive of everyone's thoughts and feelings was for her to narrate it from her grave. So she's already, the opening act is she's dead.
Oh.
And she is telling you exactly what happened, character by character, scene by scene. Because, you know, alive, we only see what people present to us. But in death, you know, if we believe that, we can see everything. So she does. And it makes for, but she never really tells you who did what. She just infers this and infers that.
It's like a mystery.
Really,
yeah.
It is a mystery. Mm-hmm. And you won't really know exactly what happened until the last page.
Oh, wow. So they can keep the suspense going throughout the whole book.
Well, you're not going to figure it out. I could tell you that.
So, but mysteries are often filled with surprises. Did you have the ending planned out in the head, or did it just develop as you went while you were writing the book? And were there a specific twist that you knew you had to include?
No, I didn't. This is my first novel, but I've written other things before, short stories and such. And what happens to me is I know the main character. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be this woman married to a physician.
Right.
And I was once married to a physician. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I sort of took from that, but I didn't really know what was going to happen to her. But what always happens when I write is my characters, as they appear on the page, sort of take me where they're going. And if I can't outline, some authors outline, I can't, because my characters are not willing to go where I want them to. So I was as surprised as anybody. I would come home and say to my husband, "You would never believe what happened to Peggy today." And he would always say to me, "Oh, you know, you must know, you're the author." And I said, "No, I had no idea. And guess who showed up?" And so it was as amazing to me, because I have never written a mystery before, but I'm telling you, I didn't know I had this much evil and suspense in me, because I didn't think I had any. But it's good, and it's gotten really great reviews.
Well, are you a fan of mysteries? Like, as a little girl, is that what you read, or?
I did read a lot of Agatha Christie, but I also read a lot of Cherry Ames, student nurse and school nurse and all that. So, but, you know, when I was growing up, my father was very strict about reading. And he, even as a young child, I had a bookcase and I had to pick a book and read it, you know, at the end of the week on a Friday night. I had to stand in front of my mom and dad and give a little book report, even when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old. And so reading became part of my life. So I have read thousands of books, and I didn't know, you know, first of all, authors always say, you have to read if you want to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, well, that's ridiculous. If you have an imagination, but no, I now know what it means, because often there's books with flat characters, but a good plot. And I think, you know, it's too bad she didn't develop the character. Or there's a bad plot, but the characters are great. And I'm like, well, this wasn't going to go anywhere. So I gleaned from everything I've read and thought, I have to make believable characters that people want to know, and a plot that you can't see coming. And so that's what I did.
It really is amazing. If you're just joining us, so we're talking about the book Dreamy Home. We have the author on the line, Lori Elizabeth Murphy. And So far, so good. So, so a major part of this book and mysteries in general was making everyone look suspicious. So, can I guess, did the butler do it? And then how was it like writing something like that? I mean, so as you go through the book, you're guessing, okay, this person did it, that person did it, and you're not going to know until the last page, right?
Well, exactly. And there's an incident early on in the book which changes the course of Peggy's marriage to her plastic surgeon husband. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a crack. And, you know, if anybody's been married, they realize, you know, it's not all glitter. And so the little crack either gets kind of covered over, and that's okay, or it widens. And this incident and the way her husband reacted to it widened the crack to the point where other characters had to come in. There was a detective and a psychiatrist and all kinds of characters, and each of them had their own voice. They each played a part, and they each had an axe to grind. Mm-hmm. So you don't know, well, what's coming? Like, who did something and what did they do?
Mm-hmm.
So it just developed and developed and developed. But I'm telling you, I spent a lot of nights in the middle of the night getting up to go to the bathroom and instead going, wait a minute, I know what happened. And then I'd go to the typewriter. So
probably drove your husband nuts getting in and out of bed like that.
And he didn't read it. And I would say to him, just read it. He's like, no, I don't, you know, he was a psychologist. So he read those kind of books. Right. And I wrote three with him, self-help psychology books. Mm-hmm. And that was his deal.
Right.
But my imagination soars. And so when I finally was writing this, I'm like, just read this one chapter. He's like, no. Okay. Well, so there you go.
Okay. So did you have it? Like, you must have had a million ideas for the book there. Which ones did you scrap and scrap and why?
Well, you know, I had a patient once who was a book editor for a newspaper down in Fort Lauderdale called the Sun Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to pick at his brain. You know, this was probably 30 years ago. And I said, you know, I really think I'm a writer. And he's like, oh, well, everybody thinks that. And I said, no, no, but I really think I am. I've got all these ideas in my head. And so he said, well, you know, write two pages of a fairy tale. And I'm like, fairy tale? I don't even like a fairy tale. He said, well, that's your assignment. So he came in the next week. And I handed it in, and he marked it all up in red, and he said, don't quit your day job. And I'm like, oh. But he was wrong, because he called later and said, I had to say that because, you know, the deal is you have to kill your darlings. If you fall in love with a sentence, get rid of it. It makes you work harder. And so because of his negativity, I worked harder. And I am not a perfectionist except in two areas, in my job and in writing. And every sentence had to be not fluff. I don't like fluff in a book. Mm-hmm. Every sentence meant something.
Right.
So that's how I wrote it.
So was there anything in this story inspired by somebody in your real life or an event or something like that?
You know, the title includes love story.
Mm-hmm.
And originally I wanted the whole book to be a love story, but it certainly didn't turn out that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the last maybe 20 or 30 pages reflects somebody that I once knew, a first love, that I sort of tried to reconnect with after my husband passed away 3 years ago. So after he died, tried to reconnect with him. And I am the same person, and I remember all the things that we did. He tried to be the same person, but he just couldn't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so the love story probably was more fantasy than it was ever going to become reality. But that was the only person that was based on somebody I knew. The rest of it is complete fiction. And in fact, I've hosted several book clubs, and they all say, okay, in your practice, were you like that psychiatrist? I'm like, no. Okay, did you have an incident like that happen to you? And I said, no. And one of the chiropractors that I know said, I couldn't read past this one chapter because I kept thinking, you poor thing, this happened to you. And I said, no, it's called imagination. None of this happened to me. But I guess people without imagination think that you're basing it on true life. I didn't. So, but they wanted more. People that have read the book have said, because it was going to be a one book, that was it.
Yeah.
And they've said, no, but Peggy's dead, but what about this one and this one? And so I decided, you know what? I've had enough people say, I really want more, that I'm writing a second book, which is called Dream Me Back.
How congratulations.
And then, and then there's a third book going to come. And that's going to be the big surprise of all surprises. So it'll be a trilogy.
You know, poor Peggy, you know, she's dead here, but, you know, her legacy lives on, right?
her legacy lives on. Yeah, exactly. And she's kind of happy dead, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, some people are.
She likes being able to, she likes being able to figure it all out.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll watch some of these, 2020, you know, those stories, investigative stories. And, you know, normally when you get these, love stories type of death things, it's normally like a love triangle going on here. So I guess people have to read the book and figure out, well, maybe there was a love triangle or, you know, in this book here, her marriage falls apart. Now, why did it fall apart? Was there somebody else? Was there a mystery man? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. But I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You will not believe the ending is in plain sight in the beginning, but no one has seen the ending. The ending, I wrote it one way.
Mm-hmm.
It could have gone a different way, but it didn't. I made it clear because I don't like a loosey-goosey ending.
Right.
But several of the people that have read it, mm-hmm. I'd say 50% of the people that have read it have said, I don't believe your ending. I think it went this way instead. Like, well, you can say whatever you want. That's how I wrote it. But I like that there's so much conversation about the ending of this book,
mm-hmm.
because it spurred me on to say, let me do a second book.
Well, Lori, who are you targeting with this book? Who should be interested in this book?
I thought originally it would be more women,
mm-hmm.
But and so the cover is sort of a pink and green,
mm-hmm.
but obviously the responses that I've gotten have been women who brought it home and men who read it.
Yeah.
And wrote in and said, this was like one of the best books I've ever read. I mm-hmm. never saw it coming. Great mystery. So I guess I can't say it's for women. I'd say it's for anybody that likes, it's a page turner. There's mm-hmm. only one semi-long chapter. Everything else is maybe 4 or 5 pages and another chapter. So you feel like, okay, I can read one more chapter. Okay, I can read one more chapter. So it's for anybody that wants, some people have stayed up till the middle of the night to finish this book. So you could actually read it in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have said, I didn't want to know the ending. So I stopped like 3/4 of the way through and gave it a rest because I didn't want it to end. But any of those conversations are good for me.
That really is awesome. Talking about Dream Me Home, it's a story of betrayal, infidelity, Law and Love, A Chilling Mystery by psychotherapist Lori Elizabeth Murphy. Where is it available?
Okay, so, you could go to my website, which mm-hmm. is Lori, it's Laurie, mm-hmm. LoriMurphy.net, and there's two buttons on there. One is Amazon Books, the other is Barnes & Noble Books. You can push those and go directly to the link,
mm-hmm.
or you can just go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon
mm-hmm.
Books, and you can order it that way.
Awesome. Lori, good luck with the book, Dream Me Home. It sounds great. Thanks so much for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
All right. My pleasure.